That picture frame, those hooded straps.
Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is the Experience Points Radio Show. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin. And take a look.
Take a look. It's in the book.
Right, we opened the
whole thing with Mayo CD by Rhett and Link. And then shortly after that, right before the little bumper that we had was Superbook. We're going to talk about it in the next segment, though, because this is just the opening segment. That's how we do it. Thank you for showing back up. We have had a hit and miss sort of thing where, thanks to sports, we have been sort of hit and miss with these shows, so you know, hopefully this one airs and it'll be fine. You said that the game should be over tonight, so the show should air.
We air, what time we air? Like 11?
We air like 9.
Oh, like 9?
9 p.m.
Ooh, it'll be close.
Oh, this might air a week out of date, so this might be a time lock show.
We will just make it, I think.
Okay, that's
because
fine.
It starts at 6.
We might be a little bit, so when you're watching, we record the show, it's not a lie, we record the show before it actually airs, we don't do this live, and then we got lives, all right? We gotta go do stuff.
Yeah.
We're drinking something or we're playing something. We're drinking, playing. Anyway, mm-hmm. this might be a little out of order, so we might be 15 minutes late or something. So you might be hearing this, welcome to 9 p.m. on a Wednesday, but it actually is like 9:15 or 9:30. So if it's too far out of time, we might just play it again next week. You never know. But this is the show. Regardless, we drop nerd and geek knowledge on. We got a lot of nerd and geek knowledge, some good, some bad, some sad. So we're going to go ahead and get to that in a minute. Before we do that, though, we have a website. It's exppoints.com. Always double tap that P.
Yes.
We have social media at exppoints.com/social with all of the social media you can ever imagine. We're streamable on iTunes, but boy, are there a lot of backlogged episodes. I am so lazy.
Yes.
You know what we need? We need a
secretary.
We need a secretary or an intern.
Or an assistant.
Or an assistant, because it can't be one of us. We're too busy people. We need someone to just cut these, like, all of the audio, because it's not like it's hard to do it. It's just time consuming. Like, you have to listen to the show and figure out what the hell are these guys talking about.
Spend a weekend just doing it.
You say that, but then I've tried and it's just hard. It's like
have you done it by yourself?
Oh, I've always been doing it by myself, yeah.
That's probably
so it's like maybe you start at the most recent and I start at the cringy old and then we work towards the
middle.
It's like that Diamond Rio song. Anyway, sorry.
You may have dated yourself. I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Livingston Parish. Anyway, we are going to cut to two songs, come back and talk about what we did last week as well as part of what we just kind of clued you in on.
Yeah,
so
it's a bizarre story that just happened literally 30 minutes ago.
Daft Punk with Derezd and then GEEK Culture is Dead by Kirby Crack. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
This is the Experience Points Radio Show exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still the Experience Points Radio Show. I am MG.
I'm Dustin.
You just heard Kirby Crackle with GEEK Culture is Dead. Before that, Daft Punk with Derezd. I feel like we have some splainin', air quotes, splainin' to do.
About the entry.
So we started with OCD, My OCD by Rhett and Link, and OCD is nothing to joke around about. And then we joked around with playing the intro to a 1984 Christian Bible television show that was like anime inspired, or it's by an anime company.
You could tell they were a company who did the animation.
Yes.
Did that.
I'm trying to find the original. It was Superbook Bible Stories, cartoon classics.
But why are we even talking about this right now?
It was Tatsunoko Productions. In Japan,
right,
along with CBN in US. So,
okay, so they outsource it to do the animation, get it that
nice.
That's
how a lot of things were done. Like a lot of cartoons back in the day, animated. I was like advertised, no, animated by these teams in Japan. Or other places, you know, like there were some in France in spring. Anyway, and then they would be voiced by a full English cast or a full American cast. So, Canada actually does a lot of voice acting too now. So, but
let's explain why we're talking about this to begin with.
So,
our nerd and geek show,
I actually have no idea how we got on this.
Please regale me with the tale. I'll explain it real quick
because this is usually what we're talking about. What we did last week.
This is
what we did last hour.
This is what I did last hour. And by extension, in a way, last week. By 7 days. Yeah. That takes part of this before now. So there's two things I did. There was a movie. I do film acting. I keep hitting my mic here with my my nice fountain pen here. I do film acting. I'm actually in a movie coming out this year called A Violent Separation. I have a small role in that. Mm-hmm. But it's SAG, Screen Actors Guild.
Right.
It's a union that says this is an official movie,
A stamp of approval, like some committee somewhere was like, this is okay.
This is okay and everything like that. There is a movie that I got submitted for by my agent, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty damn
looking at you,
sure,
Nancy.
It was my agent. Yeah, Lisa.
Lisa.
You were actually like
Beatrice.
Generic. But the
girl's name
here. But the movie is called Black Easter Resurrection. Black Easter Resurrection is the name of this film. And you can look up the synopsis. You could just look up that name and you can look up this synopsis. Basically, the premise of the movie is, I'm not bashing anybody's religion. If you're religious or whatever.
I love how you said.
Let me preface that. Let me get this out real before I hear everybody freaking out. I don't mind your religion or whatever. It's totally cool. However, that's not the issue I had with this movie. The issue I had with this was the synopsis of the movie basically is that two geniuses make a time machine.
Young geniuses
make a time machine. Said time machine gets taken by jihadists. And the jihadists' plan is to go back in time and kill Jesus.
Yes.
And along that, the young geniuses must also go back in time with, I'm guessing, a separate time machine, they don't say, and stop them from killing Jesus while interacting with the cast of the Bible.
I'm also not bashing anyone's religion when I say this, but there are so many plot holes here. Like, Jesus dies eventually. Like, he's going to die. That's the point, right?
That's the whole thing.
It's like the whole thing. And also, like, we're working from a position of, you know, all of this thing is Jesus is real and faith is real and God is real and all that.
Right.
There's a plan already. So
that's
a
stop. That's fine.
And then we're also going with the time travel mechanic of what's already happened has happened. So there's nothing that these jihadists could do. And I hate that I'm taking like that. Well, the science checks out. There's nothing
about
that they're
the
going
science.
To do. They're not going to go back and kill anyone or a baby Jesus. They're not going to do that. They're going to try, and then something's going to happen.
Right.
Inevitably, something's going to happen.
And when you say it's the ultimate jihad, they never. And that's a sneaky.
That was the tagline. The ultimate jihad.
And that's what they say. It's the ultimate. They say that in the thing. It's the ultimate jihad, and they never say it's Muslims doing this or anything, but you can clearly tell there's clearly an anti-Islamic angle when you say that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like,
it's too well defined.
That's
it's too specific to go,
and
like,
the fact
it could be anyone.
And it's like, it's so unreasonable.
Yeah.
And insane, that idea.
Well, this is going to go straight to VHS, and I don't mean that as in like
pun.
Like, they have a bunch of VHSs and like one VCR or a bunch of VCRs, and they just burn them to VHS.
That's not. You can make a crazy movie. If you get the money for a crazy movie, you have every right to make a lunatic movie.
No, art is art. Be creative.
That's fine. And here's the thing. If they were doing it as kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing, I would understand it.
Yeah, like, what was that one? It had the chick from Serenity. It was like a Renaissance fair type thing.
Or like Team America.
Yeah, like you're doing it. It has a message, but the message is kind of like,
that's what I thought this was at first. With this tongue in cheek, and then upon exploring what this was, it's totally serious.
Right.
They are 100% like straight edge with this.
So we were talking about. I said I didn't know because we heard time travel, going back and talking to Jesus and Mary and Joseph and everything. And I said, oh, so like Superbook. And you had no idea what he
was talking about.
So then we look at the intro, and it's a minute and 28 seconds intro for this 1984 Christian anime-inspired Japanese produced cartoon.
Whether they time travel or transport it in the book is vague.
That's the thing. It looks like, I'm going to look at the plot real quick.
I think they're transported to the computer world, like Monster. Monster Hunter? Monster something?
I think so, yeah. It's,
or
it's,
dot, it's Dot Hack meets...
It's interesting because it says the first series, because apparently we found out there are multiple series all of a sudden. They have four extra series. There's Superbook 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
And the most recent one, I think, is Superbook 3, and it's been airing since 2011. The original that we were
going.
Watching. Yeah, yeah. The original we were watching was the 4th of April, 1983, all the way to September 1983.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. The first series, this is straight from Wikipedia, the first series began at the home of a young boy named Christopher Pieper. not doing this. I'm ignoring like the parenthetical like show Asuka in Japanese and whatever. Though I will say, who discovers the Bible, quote, super book, and then in parentheses, time/space travel book.
Uh-huh.
That speaks and sends him his friend Joy and his clockwork toy robot Gizmo mm-hmm. back in time. To the early events
so
of the Old Testament.
So straight up going back in time.
Gizmo can walk and talk, but only for the duration of the adventure, and he still needs to be wound up regularly. So it's not a real...
They
like,
master time travel, but not their clock robot
right,
being
right.
self-automated.
So this, we start watching this minute and a half, like, I don't know, Odyssey.
It was a minute 40, I think it was.
Minute 40. We're watching the opening to this.
At no point did they say Bible.
No, they say Superbook. They say Superbook a bunch. But this is, I mean, it's very clearly like Christian Bible Network.
Oh, yeah, they got like Moses and Joseph.
Well,
and
it's produced by the Christian Broadcasting Network, right?
There's no question about it.
They make a point to say like, no, this is intended. And I remember growing up and watching this on UPN or, you know, a variety of different, whoever would buy it, I guess. You know,
They would just fill up some airtime for
it. Well, it would be like Barney, and then it would be like, was it Shining Time Station or whatever,
yeah.
with Thomas the Tank Engine, and then eventually, it was probably PBS, and mm-hmm. then eventually it would be, inevitably, a Superbook would come on, and at that point, I'm tired of TV, and I'm a little kid Matt, you know, it's
right.
whatever.
Well, let me cut to real quick how this led to a giant argument over the phone with somebody.
Okay, great.
Because in acting world, your SAG, you can be, there's different unions out there, but generally there's two. You're either non-union or you're SAG. SAG is the big, you're a real movie right. kind of thing. They need their stamp of approval. SAG usually doesn't say okay to certain things like this, which made me very suspicious.
Right.
On the website I use to submit myself, or my agent uses me, it says it's SAG pending. All you have to do to be SAG pending is literally just submit your stuff for SAG and wait to see if they say yes or no.
Right, I think we were talking, we can make a movie, and it could be SAG pending.
Right, we can make an hour and 30 minutes, and it'll be SAG pending.
SAG dismissed.
It could be also SAG denied at that yeah. time, too. But they're doing the same rate of pay and everything like that. That's consistent with SAG, but it says SAG pending. I look on the casting website that are the people who are doing the casting. It's not pending. They're saying SAG-AFTRA.
Oh, okay.
So right.
They might be lying to you then.
Little red flag goes off.
Or that website
brain.
You're looking at is out of date.
I find a phone number for the casting thing, and
all
I'm
right.
like, oh, well, let me give him a call here. And I'm like, hi, yeah, you know, I was going to audition and everything, but I have some, but they dropped my role or everything. But I'm also really confused on something real quick. Me and my agent are on whether this is SAG or SAG or not. And she's like, well, it's SAG. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's surprising. I'm like, I'm a little surprised. And I'm like, oh, okay, but y'all got final approval and everything. She's like, well, I don't know that.
Well, then why say it's SAG approved?
And that's the thing. I know she's like, well, we spent a lot of money submitting ourselves to SAG. And I'm like, good for you. That don't make you
I
SAG.
I mean, yeah. It's,
and
it's...
she gets very defensive about this immediately to a point where I wasn't like...
Not trying to poke a bear here.
I wasn't
but...
trying to poke a bear. I was like, they probably just have a lapse in communication. I usually go under, it's ignorance, not intentionally deceptive when
well,
they
yeah,
do
but when
something.
But when you're defending... something that you don't know because she got really defensive over
it. She got
it.
Very defensive. She says, well, you're saying this is not a real project. I'm like, I never said that.
No.
You said that. I said what? If this is SAG or not.
What's the... So, because let's just assume that I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Small assumption to make.
Uh-huh.
Very easy to get there. And I don't know anything about SAG or
right,
actors
right.
or whatever. What's the benefit, other than, I guess, maybe clout? Like, someone who's not SAG, SAG movie, you could say, oh, no, we're SAG, it's really SAG pending. They're going to get denied.
Okay, well, it has a... Well, one, it gives it legitimacy.
Okay.
Two, you also get... you have to have a certain rate of pay for your actors.
Okay.
Three, you do get certain SAG coverage and everything like that. Four, a lot of actors will only work with SAG because SAG gives you union protections from being...
screwed over or whatever.
Sexually harassed. There's a whole number for that.
Well, it's
there's
royalties as well, right? Because recently video
well.
Game voice actors like are effectively SAG-AFTRA now.
Yeah. And they have another union just for voice acting
right.
too.
The Voice Actors Guild, yeah.
But there's a number of things. It goes for your health insurance if you're an actor. There's a lot of different things that give it a lot more legitimacy if you're
So
if
is
it sack?
Is it possible then that this, if and again we're I'm making a leap right. here and saying
no,
this
no,
is not
no.
a SAG movie.
There's people
they're going to be SAG denied or whatever. But whenever
thing.
Whenever people like you know when SAG actors go and they say okay well I'm gonna sign on to this movie. At what point as an actor yourself go well this isn't actually a SAG movie I'm done I'm out like. Because you saying I'm interested doesn't mean that you've got me, you know, sign
right.
me on, you know, with everybody else.
Exactly.
Like, you can just back out at any point.
Right.
You just waste your time, I guess.
Until I'm there and the contracts are signed, it will also be very bad representative of me if I just leave a project. But usually, casting-wise, once they've casted me, I'm not going to say no. At that point.
Even if they say no, we're SAG, but then it turns out you weren't SAG.
No, I'm gone.
Oh, okay. That's my thing was is if they say yeah, we're SAG, and you're
lie
cool,
to me. I'm,
let's talk about it, and then you get ready to go. And I can't imagine like that looks bad on you when you're like, yeah, they said that they were SAG and they weren't SAG.
Not only that, I can sue them with SAG helping me.
Nice.
So that's also another reason not to do that. SAG will sue you.
It's interesting.
Straight
I,
up.
I mean, I knew that it was a big deal, but I didn't realize that it was.
You will not be using their name to.
Yeah.
Do that.
It seems like you're trying to sell your movie or get. I think you said reputability. You're trying to say like, oh yeah, we're more than that. We're SAG. And
exactly.
then you're like, well,
and
you're,
that's,
you,
and
you
that's
submitted
the
some
issue.
Paper, and they're going to deny you. And if they deny you, you can't say you're SAG anymore. And to do so would be
right.
just an outright lie.
And that's
currently
the thing.
It's maybe a misunderstanding
now,
with a little bit of a lie.
With right now, it's beyond. To me, it's beyond a misunderstanding, and they're either assuming or they're intentionally misrepresenting themselves.
Mm.
It's either one or two things, and those are just as equally bad. And here's the problem. SAG doesn't care which one it is. If I call SAG and I ask them about this movie and it turns out no, well, I'm going to go, as a member of SAG, I need to tell you there's a film out there that is saying it's SAG.
Right.
And they're going to go. Well, they're going to be.
We're gonna hurt them.
We're gonna
push them in.
They're not. There's not gonna be a movie. They're going to straight up say.
What are we gonna do without that movie?
Even if they got their stuff. Even if we without this movie.
We signed
movie.
Kurt Cameron on to play
one of the
young genius time travelers.
And that's the thing. If SAG goes like, well, thank you for bringing us to our attention, and you know, like this is and that's what I'm thinking now. If because after I get out to the show. I'm gonna give them a phone call, and I'll be surprised if they say yes, it is legitimately SAG, or if they tell me no, it's still pending. I'm gonna say they're listing it as SAG approved,
right? Which is a problem.
Which is a major problem.
Let's cut to a song.
Let's cut to a song,
and then come back and talk about a few
things. Something's not
actually,
as dramatic.
Well, you know, I just thought of something. Like, how are these young geniuses going to take down?
You're still thinking
no,
about
I'm just,
the
I'm just
movie.
Trying to work it out. Like, they're not in the military or anything. They're young geniuses
uh-huh.
who are, oh, I'm just going to say it, they're very religious. Or one of them is going to be very religious, and the other one is going to be like the one who is not religious at all, but will
yeah.
become by the
what
end
if,
of the movie religious.
By the way, one of her weird defenses was like, just don't submit yourself then. Don't submit yourself. That's what she kept saying. And I'm like, whether I submit myself is not the issue at
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, no, it's the... I can't get off of this. I got to okay. We're
I know.
Gonna
I know.
Sorry.
It's fascinating.
This is And the Songbird.
We might talk about this off air.
And the
here.
Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. We're gonna catch you after the break. This is the Experience Points Radio Show, exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 KSLU.
I almost forgot the name of the show.
Did
how
you really?
How are they gonna kill the jihadists? They can't stop them. Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. I'm MG, and we have a broken Dustin here. You just heard And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. So during the break, I want to say this. During the break, we took a little bit of an extended break, because again, we record, so we can do that. And you called the Miami SAG office, SAG After office.
Yeah.
And we just want to know if Black Easter Resurrection was, and at the same time, I'm looking up the website for this thing, and it just looks ridiculous, but whatever. You did not misrepresent the plot, though. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And Jesus isn't a baby. He's going to be a 33-year-old man in this.
They just had to wait like a day. He didn't make it much longer past 30
yeah,
or
like,
something.
That's it. Like, yeah. So anyway, you called SAG after in Miami yeah. and spoke to a very nice lady.
She was very sweet.
And she didn't understand why you were calling, so you had to be like, is this approved? And she's like, oh, yeah. And
it
you're
was.
Like, and you're like, approved as in approved? And she's like, uh-huh.
And
she's
she
like,
says,
are you SAG approved? And you're like, oh, no, I am. But
and like,
I'm surprised.
Like, and I was like, are you? She was like, are you SAG as well? And I'm like, yes, I am.
But don't let me in with this movie.
But I'm like, that's why I'm calling to find out, because I'm like, she's at our queue.
I'm like,
you need to, like, because she's like, why is he calling about this? I'm like, it would all make sense if you read the synopsis to this.
She just starts laughing. I'm over here trying not to lose my mind.
And I'm like, I told her the movie I got my SAG benefit from, and I'm like, I was just...
You kind of, like, quivered or shook a little bit. You're like, I just don't understand.
Like, I'm, like, flabbergasted that this thing got approved.
Well...
And why would they approve it?
I don't know.
They must... You know what? I'm... Money.
Superbook. let's talk about your phone. You got a new phone.
Yeah.
Let's talk about greener and...
I don't know if I like it anymore, because all it's done is deliver me bad news.
First, I got this this update from my agent, or from this casting place or whatever, and then now I called SAG and they confirmed it is true.
Yeah,
it is a thing. You got the Pixel X, Pixel 2 XL?
Yeah, I got the Google Pixel 2 XL.
Yeah,
that is my first. Not only is it my first phone in a long time, that's not an iPhone. Mm-hmm. It's also my first XL phone.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
It's the size of a pocket. One pocket size. Not skinny jeans pocket, though.
Yeah. If you got skinny jeans, one, it's not 2007 anymore. Get rid of those. And the second thing is
go buy some real jeans.
You need to carry stuff. Be a grown up.
That's it.
Anyway,
get one with like 9 pockets, all right? That's not silly pocket
that's
anymore.
You're a backpack at that point. The other
JanSport jeans.
JanSport jeans. Actually, I'm surprised they haven't. But anyway, yes, the Google Pixel 2 XL is the one
very
I got.
Good. You're blinding me. You're like reflecting the light from the studio my eyes.
I'm immediately much happier with this phone.
Really?
And one of the things you talked about was like having features that you just should have had beforehand that now mm-hmm. you have.
So the last phone that you had was an iPhone.
It was the iPhone 6S.
Okay. So that's they're on like the 8 and the 10, right? The 8 and the X?
The X, they call it. And that one's a grand, that phone.
Well, no, but they also released, I think, the 8's the new one that's not the X, right?
I don't know.
I don't know how we didn't do research.
That's another reason why I don't want iPhone anymore, because I'm not bothering keeping track of why they're different. The iPhone S, the iPhone C, the iPhone this, that, and the other, X and 8. And like, it's ridiculous, and there's no real difference that I can say.
No, I'm definitely not an iPhone person anymore, and I'm sticking towards like the name brand big one. So it's either going to be Google, or it's going to be Samsung, or it's going to be LG.
Yeah, this phone is probably the best smartphone I've owned.
Nice.
It is functionally better in literally every way. Just from here's a great example. When I click the alarm, the volume button on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed a little scroll down menu when I did that, and I can adjust
any of the volumes,
the media volume, the ringer volume, and my alarm clock volume separately.
Oh yeah,
not something I can do with the iPhone.
That's totally an Android thing.
It's an Android thing. But
this is running Android 8. I know that because
this is an Android system.
I worked a PC World's article on the 2XL, so I can mm-hmm. speak about. I don't think I'm running Android 8. I think I'm running the previous. So the Pixel. The neat thing about the Pixels, you know this because you're an owner now. Pixels, just like the Nexuses, they get the latest and greatest features from Google first.
Yes.
The Nexus no longer does that. But the Pixels took that over. So you're going to get all these cool things. You have Google Lens before anything else will do that. Google Lens is a really cool app. You can take a picture and it'll just be like science it and figure it out.
Yeah, actually, it's integrated with the camera itself.
You could probably take a picture of your like face
uh-huh.
and it will maybe find your IMDb thing or whatever.
That's the thing. It can do a lot of that. It also does it clears it up and everything like that. Does imaging.
It's strange. I'm looking at the back because it's got like a mm-hmm. a flash and a camera. The camera's like bulging out a little bit.
Yes.
Which is neat because you don't have a case on this.
No, I don't have a case on this. I'm going to take a picture of you, Matt, because I want you to see the portrait mode.
He has stolen my soul.
Don't send
my soul back in time to kill Jesus, though.
Yeah. The portrait mode on this camera is really where a lot of the picture quality shines.
Ooh, that is really good. Especially like the instant depth of field.
Gives it a depth of field.
No, it's like doing something. It's like loading, but oh man, I look rough.
Yeah,
I look real rough.
But
I need to go to a doctor.
You can do
I look
touch
rough.
Up
yeah,
if you
yeah,
want.
Make me look like an anime girl. Just do that. Put some foundation on this face.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give me a shave while you're there.
But yeah, the portrait mode on the camera.
Nice. That dude looks really good. That looks like you. Is that you?
Looks like me.
It looks like you were trying to be an old man.
And it looks like not to be whatever, I would, as an actor, again,
headshot quality.
I would say never do your phone for your headshot unless you're using the Google Pixel 2.
That's really, I feel like I need to just pay this off and get one of those phones because.
It's probably.
My front side, it's not terrible, but it's not that good.
There's also another feature I've been dying to have as well, Snap feature for two apps at the same time.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure you're used to that as an Android, but I am new to that.
So this is less about the cool things about the Pixel 2 for you. It's more about just Android things.
Oh, I do like the squeeze feature of being able to access the Google Assistant. I don't want to talk to you right now, but there's just a whole lot to love about this phone.
Oh yeah,
I enjoy the heck out of it.
Is that the 64 or the 128?
This is a 64.
Okay.
Didn't need the 128 because it does a lot of online memory with Gmail and stuff like that.
Right. Helps especially with memory. Southeastern. When you have Southeastern, you get Gmail through it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's unlimited. All my photos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here. I've got like 100-something gigs of photos.
No reason to change that.
Yep.
And in addition to all that, one of the things I'll give you a con, and this is just a trend, and the only thing I'm upset about is –
oh, the USB-C. So it's USB-C on the bottom, but there is no
headphone jack.
There is no headphone jack. Bam, got that.
No headphone
jack. I got that right there. I have the S8 Plus, Galaxy S8 Plus, and I've got a speaker, I've got the USB-C, and I've got a headphone jack, a 3.5-inch millimeter.
Good news about this thing, though, that makes it a lot less upsetting is where it crushes the iPhone and doesn't make it as big of a deal is the battery life.
How long?
50%. I had 10 hours.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's over a day.
Over
an active day of use.
Over an active day, and I got a charger with me.
And you can wirelessly charge that.
What?
Yeah. You could put that on I think you can wirelessly charge that, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Don't worry. There's going to be, this whole week is going to be me exploring this darn thing, and I'm being like, what?
I think I'll have a wire. I can. Oh, it doesn't. Wait, maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
Are you lying to the good people on your show, Matthew?
I'm trying not to lie, but.
I also like the apps.
It looks like it does. I have a wireless charger I'll give you.
Oh, cool! Really?
It's not a fast charger, but it's.
You know, that's neat, though.
You might have to lay it on its side.
Oh, that's fine. I got a.
I have a nightstand thing.
I have a case coming in on Thursday that has an integrated kickstand.
Ooh!
So
it could be a Switch replacement.
There you go.
Which is pretty much what your Switch is. It's just an Android tablet. Yeah.
But no, I'm very happy with this phone. I like the size of it. Speakers are great, by the way.
Yep. It's stereo speakers in the front.
It is stereo speakers in the front. There are two integrated speakers on the side of it. Makes for a lot better audio quality when you're listening to stuff. Fabian was showing me a video on his iPhone, and he just stops and he looks at me and goes, is your speakers better too? Do you want to switch that? And I'm just like, maybe. It crushes it. Crushes them. So everything about this
good
phone.
Good for you, man. It's got a fingerprint reader in the back and the little nub in the back.
It's got, yes, the fingerprint reader on the Google Pixel is not located on the center. Everything on the front of the screen is everything on the front of the phone is screen.
Yes.
Except for a small portion that's dedicated to speakers. Almost 95% of it's screen.
It's so, a lot of surface area to break.
Right. So to unlock your phone using your fingerprint, they did it smart. Instead of using your thumb, you use your index finger, and you just tap it real quick, and you're in.
That's the thing you got to watch out when you get a case, because this one does it. There's a little nub in the back right here. That's the fingerprint sensor.
Yeah.
But in order to do it, you have to kind of put your finger into it a lot.
Yeah.
To get it, which doesn't really hurt that much, but it depends on the case. All the cases, they leave that open.
Right. But the I'm getting a Snapchat from Matt. I don't know what about. But the case I ordered, it's on its way. It should be tomorrow by 8 p.m. Da-da-da-da. It has a little hole for it, so you can put it on there, and it's for the Google XL. It's a little wallet case, too, with an integrated kickstand. So, yeah, I'm happy with this phone.
Awesome job, man. Yeah. Those aren't cheap either, so.
No, these were, I had an upgrade.
Oh, there you go. That's how you do it. Could you tell us the provider? I don't know.
I can tell you the provider, Verizon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So you actually have signal here.
Yes, and that's the thing.
Sorry, AT&T.
Here in Louisiana, you kind of need Verizon.
It's like Sprint and T-Mobile. I think T-Mobile maybe or something. One of those has signal along with Verizon.
Yeah.
I know whenever I originally had AT&T and I had to change because where I have a house, I don't have signal.
My dad had AT&T and he couldn't even make phone calls in his house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I was just like.
Them tin roofs or just roofs.
roofs. these youths.
Let's talk about these youths. Let's talk about something cool. That's video game related. Yes. Shadow of the Tomb Raider, sequel to Rise of the Tomb Raider, yes, which is a sequel to Tomb Raider, released in respectively 2013, 2016, and then, or 2015 rather, and then now Shadow of the Tomb Raider will be out this fall. That is the final, the final third of the trilogy, the three thirds of the trilogy of the inner story, entering story of Lara Croft.
The, so yeah, kind of.
This is the welcome back story, the remade story or whatever. Mm-hmm. We got her. She was just like nobody. She was just a rich girl going on research and trips.
The second one, she's got a little bit more of a reputation starting to build.
Yeah.
And the third one, it's going to be like Lara Croft is like the name in Tomb Raider.
Right, right. And we see like her stuff with her family and her dad, everything play out in Rise, and I really like.
Haven't
Rise.
Finished Rise yet. I'm about halfway through.
Oh, it's so good! Like I want to replay it, and just I want to get like a better graphics card so I could just turn on everything. Like I want to turn on the hair effects. The hair effects are really what does it. Unfortunately, the hair effects is what kills graphics cards that aren't 1080
Her
Ti's.
And Geralt of Rivia.
That's it's. I love it. Yeah. And now apparently Final Fantasy has hair effects again.
Oh, does it in 15? The new one for Windows.
The PC version one. Yeah. So, but this was March 15th. If you inspect it, you'll see that the announcement came out saying that it's going to be available September 14th of this year, so 2018.
So yeah, fall, good Christmas time release. Yeah. I thought they were releasing it was much sooner the second one, but it's just because they re-released it on so many different platforms.
Yeah,
because it hit Xbox first. I think, and then it eventually got ported over to.
I think it hit PC first.
Oh,
and then
you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
It might have hit Xbox and Games for Windows thing, like they were doing when they were playing with that.
And this is for Rise?
Yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Let's see. You know what? We can take a minute. So it's currently on 360, one Windows, PlayStation 4, Mac.
Rise 360?
Yeah. So here it was. Xbox 360. Oh, you're right. Ooh, you are so right. Xbox 360 and Xbox One, the 10th of November 2015.
Exclusives.
And then Windows, 28th of January the next year. And then PlayStation 4, the 11th of October the next year. And then Linux and Mac. And this was a cool thing. It'll be worldwide release for Mac and Linux this year, quarter one, quarter two. So somewhere either right around now or between now and maybe like late May.
Yep.
Which is, or I'm sorry, I guess technically late July. So new fiscal year. But.
Yeah. So by the way, I know this is a silly thing. I kind of wanted to have her two guns in the next one. Something about her two guns is very iconic to
me. That'd be nice. I don't know how I feel about infinite ammo anymore.
Definitely not infinite ammo, but she's got to be dual wielding was always just kind of a trademark thing she did.
Yeah.
And
that seems like what she needs to have by the end of the game. Mm-hmm. She needs to get that. And it's okay if she gets it at the beginning. That's a thing because right now it seems like Rise of the Tomb Raider, Tomb Raider, and I'm sure Shadow of the Tomb Raider. It's all about bows and arrows and that stupid climbing pick.
Yeah,
and that climbing pick is neat because it adds a level of verticality that we didn't have before, and that's cool. But something they did in Chronicles and I really liked, or Chronicles or Revelations, the last Revelation was that. They allowed you to be in sort of more buildings, more not necessarily ruins. Like in Chronicles, you were in like skyscrapers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This would have been really cool to put something like that in there. So like find whatever the bad,
this is
bad
gonna sound,
people
yeah.
are. I can't remember what it's called. But.
By the way, this is going to sound like a weird thing Trinity. About a game design. If you have a shootout in a ruin, it's already ruined. Shooting out a place that was really nice, and then afterwards you see, like, man, I really messed this place up.
Right. Fully destructible environments and,
From a gamer perspective, it makes me feel good.
But that'll be out this year. Shadow will be out. It says currently September 14th, 2018, but this isn't official yet. I'm sure it'll be official very soon. Apparently, there was on Twitter, there was a teaser trailer leaked as well. But it looks like somebody filmed it on a potato.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'll wait. I'll wait until the 15th, and they'll post it, and it'll be great.
And the I expect maybe a delay till like November, maybe.
Well, the neat thing is by October we'll have Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes.
So we'll have something to waste our time with. And I say waste my time, happily waste our time.
Oh, joyously.
Until
what system are you? Because it's going to be on consoles first.
Yeah, I'll probably wait until PC.
Well, you're going to wait until PC?
I probably will wait until it'll be next year.
I'm impatient. I can't do that.
I didn't do it with.
I got the Xbox One X, so.
I do have the Xbox One X. I mean, and I own like what, the Halo series, and then.
Join.
right joint.
Matthew.
We can rule the galaxy.
We can rule the
universe. co-host.
It's not true.
That's impossible. Let's bring it down a notch and talk about our last story of the day.
It's kind of a bummer.
This is the bummer. We're going to end on a kind of a bummer note. But Stephen Hawking, the man was born in 1942 in Oxford, and he died. They said he died today. We don't know if he maybe died yesterday. And they announced it today. Wikipedia shows him dying today, March 14th, 2018, mm-hmm. in Cambridge in the UK. This guy... If you don't know who Stephen Hawking is, you've definitely seen him in something, or you know of his work, or you are just in a better world because of this guy.
His influence in the scientific community was incredible.
In 76 years, he accomplished what several scientists accomplished over centuries of worth of work. And
most of it work about the Big Bang, the singularity,
theoretical cosmology, tons of things. He was the director of research and center of the theoretical cosmology at University of Cambridge. Taught and gave stand-ups and gave Q&As despite having an incredibly debilitating disease that paralyzed him, kept him in a wheelchair, and pretty much paralyzed his entire body except maybe his eyelids.
Yeah.
And through special software, he was able to sit in a chair and communicate verbosely via computer. I don't know. This guy, whenever I think of scientist, I think of
Stephen Hawking.
I think of Stephen Hawking. Oddly enough, I think of Neil deGrasse Tyson, and then also like Bill Nye. And then weirdly, even though
Lou Ferrigno has more accreditations to the scientific community than Bill Nye.
Even though I also think of McKay off of Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah.
and Daniel off of the SG-1. I mean, I think of like those scientists or whatever.
SG-1 was. I'm starting on SG-1.
Oh my gosh, SG-1's so good. Even when Browder gets in there.
But by the way, it is also happens to be Pi Day.
It's Pi Day 3.4.
And
Einstein's birthday.
Yeah, I think.
I said that to you, just trying to be cool. Einstein's
let me make sure.
Birthday.
Hold on.
1 second, everybody.
Yeah, he's right. 14, oh, thank
1879.
Gosh. But it's not 1879. You idiot.
No, it's not his birthday. It is birthday.
Oh yeah.
He wasn't
born now.
So very, very interesting. Stephen Hawking is a Isaac Newton. Isaac Newton.
What? Was he also born today?
No, it's weird. Google did this thing where it's like you search for Einstein's birthday. People search for Stephen Hawking and Edison and Isaac Newton, and they're just all scientists. It just so happens that those first things are on the same day. So
somebody who gave to the community of geek and nerdom more than we could possibly ever. I mean, not to disparage us, but we can't.
There are very few people in our generation that has had critical acclaim like this. And I think back in 1963, the date might be wrong, but 1963, this dude was given 2 years to live.
Yeah.
In 63. He made it to 2018.
Wow.
Beat all the odds. Had arguably, I would say, as best quality of life you can ask for.
Yeah.
I think History of the Universe or History of Time or something. I've watched that. It's pretty good. It's not as deep as you think it would be, but
it does a very good job.
It's consumable. You can consume that. And there's a few
for the layman.
It's not like he's not figuring out simple things like healthcare, the economy, or racism.
Yeah.
He's figuring out, and that was a joke. Clearly, thick your skin up, you know. But I mean,
pansies.
He was figuring out things that are the building blocks of existence.
Yeah, of and how we ever shape our own reality around
it. It is just amazing. It's a great loss to the scientific community.
He's forgotten more scientific information than me and Matt have ever known combined.
Yeah, like it's, and I would even say like just multiply it times 10. Arbitrary number. And that'll still be true, you know.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And was able to talk about it. So.
Yeah.
Let's play a song and let's come back and we'll end out the show.
All right, cool.
This is going to be Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
This is the Experience Points radio show exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU.
And we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. You just heard Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
And we're out of time. But before we go,
real quick,
Dustin.
Yeah, I'm going to be reviewing Devil May Cry HD Collection.
Oh, boy. That's the PS3 version?
This will be... No, this is the... it's launched on Steam on PC.
Oh, did it? It's on Steam now.
It's on Steam. It surprised me on Tuesday.
Okay.
I love Devil May Cry. I'm a big fan of them. And this contains One, two, and three.
I don't know if the system's going to normalize out that two, but it was very not. You didn't have a lot of enthusiasm for two.
No one did.
What about the remake? What about the remake?
No. But I hope we won the sports ball team game before this. So.
Yeah, I hope we're just offset by 15 minutes and for a big nice W.
Yeah, hopefully.
I hope we lose quickly. I mean, you know, it's don't waste a lot of the time. You only have so many hours to sleep a third of your life. So, I mean, you got to live it up other
Spend
places.
Spend the money.
So, that's it. Don't
get a bed.
Get a bed. You know, I actually
friendly
this,
tip for
this,
Uncle
this isn't a this isn't like a pitch or anything, but I've had a Tufta needle mattress for a while. They're one of the ones that now, like, they have popularized it. Them, Purple, Casper, they're all like...
Hey, Purple is getting sued, isn't it? For,
are
like,
they?
Having white powder
Oh, yeah, the
stuff.
White powder stuff. So, not Purple, Casper and Tufta needle. I've had a Tufta needle king-size mattress for a while. I paid $600 or $700 for it.
How is it?
It's amazing. I love it. I go to like these really posh like hotels and sleep on their mattresses or whatever. And I'm sorry.
That's
no,
good.
it's my foam mattress that I paid almost no money for, like relative to how much you normally pay for really high end. I think I was gifted a queen mattress that was originally like $1,400.
Matt, can I just say, what a show.
What a show.
What a show we got going on.
I don't...
Because what are we talking about
I don't
right
think
now?
We talked about anything video game related
Let's
except
wrap
your
it
review.
Up. We're done.
thanks for hanging out with us. We are done. I promise the next show we'll have some video games. You're actually going to review something. It's going to be amazing. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
He's Dustin.
I can tell him who
I know.
I am
I'm
myself.
Sorry. This has been the Experience Points radio show. We air every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 unless we get bumped because of sports or because of something else.
Yeah.
We try to make
National
sure that
tragedy.
We're there for you. And we drop nerd and geek knowledge on you. It's great. We have a website where all of our audio, news, reviews, and all of that's going to be posted. exppoints.com. Always double tap that P. We have social media as well. Just go there and click social and follow us and like and subscribe. We're on YouTube. We got iTunes. We got Stitcher for now. You can do Stitcher now. You're on an Android. We can go and you can stream all of our stuff, but we have a ton of backlog. So, again, we're going to pay some a little intern from a high school.
Where do you play the Experience Points drinking game?
That's it.
This
how many
is
times?
A shot.
How many times do we say this? Man, that'll be we'll be messed
you
up.
You take a shot every time we talk about not video games.
Okay.
You'd
alcohol
be dead.
Alcohol poisoning this show. Thanks for hanging out. We will see you guys next Wednesday night. We're gonna leave you with IKEA by Jonathan Colton. IKEA is not a bad place. And just to wrap up,
Matt, we gotta wrap up the show.
All right, we are done.
He's gonna talk about IKEA for 20 minutes.
This is IKEA by Jonathan Colton. You're listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM.
KSLU.
I would like to say, though, before
Oh,
before
for
we
God's
cut,
sakes,
before
man.
We cut, why didn't the jihadists go back to when Jesus was a little boy? There's a blackout period in the Bible. I'm serious. We got a couple more seconds. There's a blackout period.
Okay, we'll talk about this,
We have like 10 seconds. There's a blackout period in the Bible. That's all I'm going to say. They hit on it in Dogma. Kevin Smith had a heart attack, too. We didn't talk about that, but he had a heart attack. He's okay now.
Yeah, okay.
Except for being still fat.
Okay, show's done.
Bye.
Long ago in days of yore, it all began with a god named Thor. There was